for Ghana. 1978, screen print and collage on paper, courtesy of the artist. Description. Like the other collages of Yanchez, this work has a large central image that acts as a background, that has been overlaid with smaller pictures, symbols, and strips of tape and stickers. This work celebrates Kwame Nkrumah, who led Ghana's struggle against British colonial rule. The large main image is of a support rally in Ghana. A crowd made up of mainly women moves forward. Most of them hold light blue posters in their hands, and the rest of the image is black and white. In the very top right-hand corner, in small black capital letters, are the words, "Africa must unite." In the top left-hand corner is a small rectangular portrait of Kwame Nkrumah, side profile. At the bottom in the centre of the image is a large red cockerel with a thin blue outline. The cockerel looks hand-drawn and is facing the side, off to the right. Slightly above the cockerel is a drawing of a hand, the palm facing outwards. It is also red, with a thin blue outline. Across the picture is a short strip of tape, evocative of the Ghanaian flag with its red, yellow, and green stripes. Artwork label. As mentioned, For Ghana pays tribute to Kwame Nkrumah, leader of Ghana's struggle for independence from British colonial rule. Nkrumah is also known for his role in establishing the Organization of African Unity and his work as a Pan-Africanist theorist. Here, the red cockerel, Nkrumah's election campaign symbol, features alongside portraits of Nkrumah and campaign supporters at a rally, many of whom were women who operated stores in rural and urban marketplaces. Together with the works It Is Our People's, For Algeria, and For Mozambique, shown nearby, this work is among a series of screen prints Yanchez produced in the Hamburg studio of Florian Boer and Peter Guscher. The prints are based on leaders of African independence movements who in different ways reshaped the history of the continent through their commitment to decolonization.